It's time for our Wesleyan Christian Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Wesleyan Christian head football coach G.B. Miles. Mustangs coming off a 68-18 loss against Wright Christian this past week. They will be up against Emmanuel Lutheran this week for their final regular season ball game of the season. And Coach Miles, I know it's been a tough few weeks in a row here for you guys since week number one. Haven't been able to pick up a victory, but it appears you guys are still scoring some points, and I know that you've been able to find some positives every week.
Yes, sir. We had two seniors play an amazing game, and the game was really close right after halftime. The score was 24-18, and Nathan Buzan had a fumble recovery. He ran back 21 yards for a touchdown in addition with 17 tackles, and Amos Hopkins had 96 yards rushing. Well, Amos tore his hamstring right after halftime, and then Nathan had a shoulder injury. And once those two went down, you kind of saw the momentum of our team fade, and that's how it kind of got a little bit out of hand.
So you guys are up against Emmanuel Lutheran this week. Updates on those two guys, are they going to be able to play this week?
Well, Amos is going to be done for the season, but Nathan's still going to be around. He'll be helping us out. Maybe not as important of a role as we're playing on all sides of the ball, but he'll definitely be there. But I challenged our young men that somebody's going to have to step up and really kind of play to the level that Amos has played the last couple of weeks and really give us a chance to compete.
Talking with you before, you guys will be in the Oklahoma Christian Schools playoffs. This is your last regular season. This is your last regular season game of the year on Friday. What would you like to see you guys accomplish on Friday night to maybe give you some momentum going into the playoffs?
I think the big thing, at the end of the season, you want to send your seniors out on a high note, and then you want to see the underclassmen step up and know who are going to be your future leaders. So the big thing I'm looking forward to is in my freshman through junior class, who is going to step up and make plays, not only for this week and next week, but also that we can build a program around going in the future to say, hey, these are kids who, when we know things are going hard, things are going rough, they can step up and make plays to keep us competitive.
And you guys are going to be in that Oklahoma Christian Schools Association playoffs this weekend, or in 2 weeks, excuse me, regardless of your outcome on Friday night. And how nice is it to have some postseason experience for some of these younger guys that just haven't been around football very much?
It's actually awesome. I mean, this year and the next year we'll be in the Oklahoma Christian Schools Association before we go to the OSSA. And when you've got 6 14-year-olds on your team, that's great to get as many games as possible. And really let them learn how to play the game. And I know the scores may not indicate it, but we really are growing and learning, and all these games are a credit to that maturation process.
Wesleyan Christian head football coach G.B. Miles. Once again, the Mustangs falling to Wright Christian last week. They will go up against Emmanuel Lutheran for their final regular season game this Friday, and then they'll have the playoffs the following week. Coach Miles, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you on Friday.
All right, thank you so much, Evan.